And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks. With your hosts, the betting pros, Justin and Jason. So get suited up, grab a drink, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, pro football bettors. If it's Friday night, it's FNL. On tonight's episode, we break down all the games fit to bet for week one of the regular season. What's up, Jess? What's up, T? You guys ready for football?
Oh my gosh.
I can't wait. Tonight's the night. Even though our pod's going to air tomorrow, we've got Tampa Bay Buccaneers tonight, the world champs.
Up to 9 points.
Can they go undefeated?
Yes.
Do they want to, or are they going to say it's a 17-week season? Should we rest a guy? I don't know if Brady's 44 years old. Or do they just say, does Tom Brady just put a gun to Bruce Arians' head and say, listen, motherfucker, I'm going 17-0.
Yeah, he already told Shannon Sharp that he would trade one of his Super Bowl rings for an undefeated season. So I'm done betting against Brady. I think if he wants an undefeated season, he can get one.
He looks like a kid out there. Like when they throw those little takes of the, you know, the camp or whatever, the OTAs, and he's just running around in his shorts. He looks like he's 25 years old.
That's because his hair plugs are fantastic.
I know, and he dyes his hair for sure. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
I don't think he's human, to be honest.
His hair gets thicker as he gets older. Riddle me that, Batman.
And he gets better as he gets older. It's wild.
I'm just curious. Like, listen, we can go from the AFC to the NFC to whatever, and we could talk about every single team, coach, player, quarterback, rookie, whatever. I'm just so excited that we are really, really here right now. And it's week one. Circa contest is popping. Our tickets are in. I hope yours are, baby. Dude, it's on.
The contest, I believe they're right at the amount of people who entered last year. I mean, maybe they'll get some more between now and the weekend, but that's interesting to me.
Yeah, but call me crazy. When I was there yesterday, and there's a big billboard when I was driving by, and it said overlay 3,475,000. Was that the, like, is that how many people it's going to take for the overlay? Like, I'm not, that kind of confuses me.
At $1,000 a pop, it's, they still need 100 people, I think, for their overlay. Let's see. Let me get on right now.
They have it. And they have till Saturday, I believe, to get there.
And people are always, like, late with their...
Of course.
Yeah.
You don't want to give up your bankroll until you have to.
As of right now, they're at 3,444 entrants, and their overlay is only 500,000, 556,000. So they're not far away.
How many people is that? That's 50... No,
yeah.
Five, okay.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Well, my prediction of the over-under being 4,400 is not going to come, I don't believe, unless there's just an onslaught on Saturday.
I don't think the over is going to hit, but I'm happy that there's not going to be a huge overlay because I know that Derek Stevens doesn't like to part with his hats, and I know that he's out a lot of hat money. Cheap fuck.
Unreal. Like, can you just elaborate on that just for, like, 2 seconds? Because that makes me hot.
I'll give you the 2 second story. So
we go
to put in our contest picks. It's $1,000 per entry. We buy two. If you're playing at home, that's $2,000. We were very excited because when you put in your contest pick, you get a free hat. And it's a cool hat. It's a 50-50 new era. It says Circa Millions on it. Big deal. We could buy our own hat. But the fact that they give them out for promotion is fun. You put the hat on. You take a selfie in the book. It's the start of the contest. It's hopeful. It's fun. This fucker behind the counter says, only one hat. We're only giving you one hat. We go, what are you talking about? We just put in two entries. And he says, you could put in 9 entries. I don't give a shit. Where you're only getting one hat. Now.
True spit.
That is exactly what happened. And
exactly what happened.
If you've ever seen Goodfellas, you know Henry Hill went to jail because his drug mule would not fly without her lucky hat.
Yeah.
Wow.
It doesn't make any sense. It's a small thing. It's a simple thing. But if you're a gambler, shit like that matters. If you vibe with luck and lady luck, just give me my goddamn free hat. But no.
Derek Stevens.
Derek Stevens out by the stadium swim up doing the triple Lindy like Rodney Dangerfield and back to school. Too busy with your $500,000 overlay that you can't float us a second half. Now, I will tell you before you think that our whole contest is jinxed, we did in fact ask them for a second hat and told them how ridiculous that was. After a long protracted negotiation, we got our dumbass hat. We took our fucking selfie and our matching hats, big whoop. But you know what? You got to do better, Derek Stevens. And if you know what? If 50 more people don't sign up for your contest, I hope you eat that $500,000.
And your hat.
Yeah, take your hat.
Eat all the hats. Like when you thought there was going to be 5,000 entries, you probably bought 5,000 hats. So if there's 3,500 entries, you have 1,500 hats left. You know why that motherfucker didn't want to give me a hat? Because they wanted to give it to their friends, their family, all the leftover hats. Trust me, I know the game.
Let me tell you the funniest thing.
I'm going to tell you the funniest thing, and I'm not trying to shit on anything. I had an issue with the app to log in, and it kept telling me, you got to come to Circa with your ID to figure this out because for some reason it wasn't responding. And the reason why that was is because we had a ticket last year, and so then we redid it with two tickets this year. And I said to the woman at the thing, I said, I want to delete last year because I don't want any confusion. And they said, no, it's fine. It's fine. I get home. I try to log on, and it says this email is already in use and all this stuff, and I couldn't do it. I had to drive all the way to Circa and explain my situation. The good news was they were very awesome. They were very polite. They were very caring, and they did their thing. They were very hospitable, and they fixed it. And I said, you know, I got to tell you, I'm a little irritated. I had to drive all the way down here, but it's all good. I just want to make sure I can, you know, put my picks in. You know what they did?
What'd they do?
They gave me a free T-shirt.
And how many T-shirts?
Just one. But I have a black Circa T-shirt.
That's great.
But we had to fight to get a hat. I got a T-shirt for just showing up.
The moral to the story is, you know who gives out free hats, free shirts, and the app works with no problems? Westgate. Oh, yeah, you heard it here first. Westgate. Wow. Derek Stevens, I'm putting you on notice. If I have to spend $2,000 to enter a contest and worry about your dumb hats and your app working, I take my business to Westgate. So you're on notice.
Well, first warning.
And it's the reality is, Jason's right. The reality is, I don't care if the contest is $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, or $10. If your offer is to get a hat, give me a fucking hat. Just give me a hat.
Can't fly without my lucky hat, Derek.
I need a hat, dude.
But needless to say, we're excited about it.
Oh, dude, let's go.
We'll still drink the Kool-Aid.
Having said all that, we love it. Let's go.
If we win a quarter or if we win the whole thing and I get my speech with my partner Jason and Tanya on the podium, I'm going to say thank you for the $1,000,000. Next time, just make sure everybody gets a hat.
I love it.
Oh, Derek.
All right, guys. Well, we're excited about this week's show. This is week one, episode one. I can't believe it's already this time of the year. Very, very exciting. Let's get this show on the road.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash? Gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay. The game that I'm going to... Let me just say this. The game that I'm going to start with is a no-brainer for me. It's the Cleveland Browns versus the Kansas City Chiefs. I want to make this really clear right now. There's part of me that is saying... Everything is in my mind is telling me to go to church on Sunday, steal the collection plate, sneak out the back door, all the church's money on the Brownies. But then I go, Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs, Andy Reid, and all that great stuff. My question is, how the F are these guys playing back-to-back games? Like, not back-to-back for the Chiefs because they played the Buffalo Bills and then they went to the Super Bowl and lost, but for the Browns, the last game they played last year, they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, where they were dominating on defense. They were running the ball. They were doing everything they could do. And then Danny Sorensen fumbled with like a minute left before halftime, like with the touchback. That could have been 7 on the 1 yard line. That would have put them in the locker room like fired up. And they then dominated the second half, but still fell a little short. I think they lost that game 22-17. The good news for us was we were on the Browns and it was an 8-point spread, so we covered. The bad news is our money line bet didn't come in, and it should have. And the reason why is because Chiefs had no answers. With all that being said, I think the Browns are mad. I know the Chiefs are mad because they didn't win the Super Bowl, but I think the Browns are even more mad because, like, the Chiefs are entitled. They already won. You know, they weren't hungry. The Browns are so hungry. And I feel like there's a little revenge here. But then I did some digging, and these stats are unreal that I pulled up. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
The Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes are 10-0 in the month of September.
Whoa.
Now, we're not talking about ATS or, you know, they're 10-0.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes has thrown 32 touchdowns and 0 interceptions in the month of September.
Is that good?
I hope. I mean, that's a dream. And then this. Wait, it gets better. He's thrown a NFL record 320 passes in the month of September without a pluck. It's an NFL record. Never been done. Unreal. Andy Reid in September? I mean, the dude's been around forever, but he's 45-26 in September with a 21-13 record at home. These are basically 2-1 numbers. With worse rosters, like Philly, you know, no disrespect to Philly and all those teams, but like this is a much better team than he had with the Eagles. Dude, I think the Browns are on the rise, and I think the Browns are coming. You know what? I think these two are going to meet again in the playoffs for sure. Maybe they're even going to be in the dog pound. I don't know. The Browns are coming. They're on the rise, right? But Big Brother's going to show Little Brother a lesson. And this line's at 6. It's not moving. You know, the books in Vegas and everything's saying like, oh, you know, the money's here, the money's there. The line has not moved because they refuse to even mess with it. If you give it that 6 and a hook, everybody's going to jump on the Browns. If you go 5 and a hook, everybody's going to jump on the Chiefs. So they're just leaving it alone and saying, go to town, 50-50, we'll take the juice. But I will say this. Last year, they didn't have ODB. They have new weapons. They've got 11 free agents that came over, including Clowney, Myles Garrett. Dude, I mean, I could go on and on. I don't think it's going to be a shootout. I don't think it's going to be crazy. Everyone's saying over, over, over. I think it's going to be like they're going to feel each other out for a minute, and then we'll see what happens. But I think in this case, Big Brother shows Little Brother a lesson and says, maybe you're coming, but you're not coming this Sunday.
Whoa. You're taking the Chiefs?
Dude, I know you were thinking, but yes, I think it's just too easy.
First of all, I'm shocked for several different reasons. Number one, you've been screaming the Browns all summer long, and I know that you love Baker a lot more than I love Baker. It's fine. He finished the season well last year, and I kind of came around on the Baker front. But I will say this. Not only are you not taking the Browns, which you've been screaming, but you never lay 6 points, ever.
I'm a little within the number, under the 7, right? Just a little. I'm over the field goal, but I'm under the 7.
I respect the pick because I know you did your research. I'm just shocked because it's not a very Justin traditional bet. I also had a couple stats here.
Let's go.
If I may. Cleveland, 4-1 ATS in their last 5 against KC.
Correct.
4-1 ATS in their last 5 on the road. Now, look. Trends are trends. Take the trend. Don't take the trend. Some people really pay attention to that. Some people don't, but it's just sort of where the momentum is going. But I'm going to lean with you only in that this is a really tough one for me personally. So I'm not going
to lean with me. Like, give me what you got. Like, if you don't buy it, then, you know, it might not be a circa pick. But, like, what do you think?
I think this line is perfect. I think if you like Cleveland, you love 6 points. And I think that if you believe that KC is the class of the AFC, which everyone says, they're headed straight back to the Super Bowl.
Right.
And I think you came with a lot of facts. How can you bet against KC in their opener? And again, Cleveland loaded, loaded on defense, loaded on offense. Cleveland runs the ball better than anybody. And KC, at least last year, I know they made some improvements off season. They haven't been the best run defense. This is probably one of the biggest games of the weekend and one of the hardest games to handicap for me. So I'm not going to go, fuck yeah, I love KC, but I'm not going to go against you either because I can't make the case that Cleveland's going to come in there and cover this number. KC could easily win by a touchdown.
Right.
So it's a stay away from me. I respect the game. It's a monster, monster matchup.
And I mean, I hear you, and that's why it's like I was timid. I was timid to even handicap this game. But the reason why it attracted me was this. You know, last year there was no fans. You know, it was a big game. That game was like a great fucking gridiron, hardcore playoff game, right? Divisional AFC playoff game with no fans. And now it's at Arrowhead with the like, it's going to be crazy in that bitch. And all those theories of you can't audible, like Baker Mayfield's not going to hear himself straight. And if you want to protect the ball and run, and like try to take the ball out of Casey's hands, you can, dude. You only get about 12 possessions a game, so you better make them count. And if Casey scores on 50% of their 12, you know, possessions, that's 6 touchdowns. I think it's not even going to be close. I'm almost saying double digits. Andy Reid went out and said, Eric Bieniemy is my right-hand man. I trust him with my life. I don't second-guess or tell him what to do ever. That's his offense. And I think these fools are ready to roll. I don't need to give the roll call. Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Hilaire, like Tyreek Hill. It's stupid. So give me the fucking Chiefs. -6 and go ahead and lock it up.
Okay. The New York Jets are road dogs playing at the Carolina Panthers this weekend. Jason, how do you see this matchup in week 1?
I've been consistent on this pick all summer. I like to talk about the spot that a team's in. Have they had to travel across the country for the game? Are they better in early morning games? Did they have a big emotional win the previous week, and are they due for a letdown? You should try to, at least in my opinion, when I'm handicapping, figure out what the backstory is coming into the game, because I think that dictates how they're going to play.
Wow.
And what I know about this game is that the Jets fired Sam Darnold and Robbie Anderson, and now the Panthers have Sam Darnold and Robbie Anderson. This is a revenge game. Okay, so you know there's a show called Revenge Body, Khloe Kardashian.
Revenge Body.
I'm an avid watcher. I'm a huge Khloe Kardashian fan. I don't know if you know that about me. Sam Darnold is going to channel his inner Khloe Kardashian this weekend. Okay?
Wow.
And I'll tell you why. Also, when I handicap, I like to go strength against weakness. All right. So let's talk about the strengths for the Panthers. They have Robbie Anderson, I mentioned, wide receiver, and DJ Moore. Both of those receivers are top fantasy plays this weekend. Why are they top fantasy plays this weekend? Because the Jets cornerbacks and the Jets secondary is one of the poorest ranked secondaries in the NFL. Now, the Jets did make a free agent acquisition in the offseason, Carl Lawson, as a pass rusher, but he's got a torn Achilles, not even going to be playing in this game. So I'm going to take Sam Darnold passing to Robbie Anderson, DJ Moore against a bunch of very young secondaries. There's out of the 6 people in the secondary, their average age is 22 years old.
Nice.
And they only have 9 starts in the NFL between all 6 of them. Okay, so you got a quarterback who's pissed off, has a new system under Matt Rule, has his favorite comfort blanket receiver, Robbie Anderson, and also DJ Moore, and I've been saving the best for last. Ready for this? It's the return of the number one fantasy league football player, CMC. I'm dynamite. CMC. I'm dynamite. Okay. Why is CMC Christian? Why is Christian McCaffrey the top-rated fantasy player to play this weekend? Because all the nerds crunching the numbers think he's not going to get his. Is that why he's the top player? Simply put, the Panthers have more studs in every position. It's a mismatch. Let's talk about styles make fights. I like the mismatch of the Panthers offense against the crappy Jets defense. Fine, Robert Saleh. He's an improvement in coach. He's going to scheme for his defense. They have Mosley. They have a couple horses on the Jets defense. It's the NFL. They're not a bunch of scrubs. But if Sam Darnold gets any sort of time, he's got better weapons than the Jets. They are not going to have a problem scoring against the Jets. And here's the other side of my handicap. God bless Zach Wilson. He played fantastic in preseason.
Welcome to the NFL.
He has not played in front of a hostile crowd in week one. This is a welcome to the NFL, as you just said, game. I am not going to back a rookie head coach and a rookie quarterback on the road week one. And guess what? This line was up to 5.5 this week in some spots. Now it's back down to 4. That tells me that all the sharps are going, oh, who's the ugly girl we can take to the dance this weekend? Oh, the Jets. Oh, we love the Jets. Listen, don't listen to me if you want those sharp betting angles that, oh, you know, nobody likes the Jets, so I like them. I realize the NFL is contrarian, but again, I started this handicap by saying Sam Darnold's back is against the wall, okay? And that's the spot. I want a guy who knows that if he loses this game, his home opener in front of all those fans who are psyched for him against his old team who got rid of him, he might as well just quit for the rest of the season. So I want to put my money on a player who's got revenge on his mind. I want to put my money on a player who wants to run up the score on those motherfuckers. I want to put my money on the return of CMC. Just too many factors to me, and only 4 points now because all the sharps fell in love with Zach Wilson and he's Jesus and it's the second coming. Fine. Call me Joe Public. Take the Panthers. That's my handicap. What do you think, Jay?
Listen, dude, I mean, what can I say about, like, I got no words for that except agree. And actually, the market has, circa line has gone down to 3.5 now.
Even better.
Agree with every single thing you said. The only other thing I'm gonna add to that is, and I'm not trying to sound like a homer, but Joe Brady is the offensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers. Joe Brady just created the juggernaut that LSU was when they just shit on the entire college football entire league, including Alabama, who they spanked with Tua. And won a national championship and then went to Carolina right away. He had to have something to say about Sam Darnold. If Matt Rhule said, I want Sam Darnold, and Joe Brady said, are you kidding me? That guy's garbage. Sam Darnold would not be there. So let Joe Brady, who's a lot better, and I'm not going to name names, than the last crew that was in charge of him out there in New York. And yes, it's a revenge game. And yes, McCaffrey's back. Listen, the thing that sticks out to me is let a rookie quarterback go into the South in humidity and sweat in his first ever game as if he's not sweating enough and try to beat the Carolina Panthers. And if he can, good for him. I'll take the L. That doesn't even... Listen, we're not going to give away all of our stuff, but I can go out on a limb and say that might even be a circuit pick. I don't know that, but I'm going to tell you right now, take our money. Here's our money. Take it, Jets. And you know what? The other thing is, yeah, Robert Saleh is a great defensive guy, but you know what they worried about so much last year? The offense. We got to get a quarterback. He's not even concentrating on the defense. He's trying to put an offense together that they can score some points and win some games. That's why they're going to get smoked. And I agree 100%. I mean, that's, I know that I said I didn't have a lot to say, but that's enough. Like, agree. 100 agree. That's a survivor pick. That's a circa pick. That's a fucking parlay pick, teaser pick. I don't give a fuck what it is. It's good. Pick. Yeah, fantasy. Chris McCaffrey, come on, bro.
I love that you like this pick. You ready to lock it up?
Yeah.
Lock it up.
I have a soft spot for Tennessee. And they host the Cardinals in their home opener at Nissan Stadium this week. Was that the right side in this game, Justin?
I got to tell you, I have a soft spot for him too. There's so many things. Like, I could sit here and say the cover probability, 48%, the win probability, this and that, tilted scale, yada, yada, whatever. The Tennessee Titans are ranked number 2 offensively, while the Cards are 16th. That's a huge differential. And I'm going to tell you why. They got weapons, right? So let's just start from scratch. Tannehill. Julio Jones edition. Derrick Henry, the best guy probably in the game. A.J. Brown. Like, Mike Vrabel, 3-time Super Bowl champ coach. Like, all the concentration when you listen to the radio and listen to all the guys on the R.J. Bells and all the world talk about the Tennessee offense. The only thing that they're not remembering because they're so juiced on this offense is how bad they played defensively last year. And they still went to the playoffs. And then when they did, Baltimore smoked them. But they've got to improve their D for me to really believe in them. But with that being said, they're playing the Arizona Cardinals. And they're at home in Music City, dude, in front of the fans for the first fucking time in damn near 2 years. They're vamped. They're ready. They're revamped. They're ready to go. But at the same time, like, Arizona lost Patrick Peterson. Buda Baker's probably the only free safety. Buda Baker's probably the only guy on that team that I really respect. But that dude's going to be playing center field, and he's got a decision to make. Do I look left at Julio Jones? Do I look right at A.J. Brown? What the fuck do I do? Homeboy is going to be like playing Marco Polo. It's going to be like one guy's over here, one guy's over there. He's not going to know where to go. It's kind of like that soccer goalie in the penalty kick when he like guesses where the kick's going to go. That's what's going to happen on Sunday. It's going to be a track meet. It's going to be a track meet, and they're going to get flambéed because when they're not looking, D. Henry's going to be flying down the sidelines for an 80-yard gash for a touchdown with his head up. They're that good. So, again, I don't know if their defense matters in this game because you're talking about an Arizona Cardinal team that I feel like doesn't even have an identity. Like, what are they? What do they want to be? And I don't mean on Sunday. Like, what do they want to be? Are they going to be pass heavy? Are they going to be run heavy? Is Kyler Murray going to run for his life? Like, what are they doing? What's their deal? Russell Wilson may or may not have a great offensive line right now, but he's got Pete Carroll, and they'll get through. Kyler Murray has Cliff Kingsbury. The guy's a circus animal. Like the guy's a clown. He doesn't even know how to coach in the fourth quarter, late in games. He blows shit. He makes dumb decisions. He loves to air it out, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know if he knows how to coach at all. And I just feel like, let me get my money on the fucking 3-time Super Bowl champion at home who seems to have the respect of his players, and they want to play for him. And D. Henry called Julio, his ex-Alabama homie, and said, dude, come to the fucking Tennessee. Let's do this. And Julio's like, let's go. I think they're ready to roll, and I think it's going to be a beatdown. And Tennessee is famous for their barbecue. We all know that. Dude, them fools are about to get barbecued on Sunday. Barbecued. Burnt. I mean, it's Music City, dude. It's one of my favorite cities in the world, too, T. The line opened at 3. It's holding at 3. It hasn't moved. Like, maybe nobody cares. It's just kind of like one of those whatever games. But to me, it's not. Holler and swaller, bitches, because I'm going to tell you right now, give me Cashville. And maybe, again, I say this, by double digits. Lock it up, baby. What do you think, Jay?
Holler and swaller. this is going to be the most agreeable podcast that we ever do. Yeah. Throughout the week, as we've been preparing for today, I have fallen in love with Tennessee more every single day. I love the points that you made. I cannot explain the ways that I do not respect, nor do I fear, Cliff with a K, spells his name with a K, Cliff Kingsbury. He's a losing college coach. He's a losing pro coach. Because he's handsome and young, somehow he's keeping his job. I don't get it at all. Give me Vrabel. So first of all, Cliff Kingsbury is going to be outcoached. That's number one. Number two, you know, you talk about defense. Let's talk about the guy with the greatest nickname in football, Jack Rabbit Jenkins, who the Titans just picked up, and they got Bud Dupree.
Yeah.
They've made improvements on their defense, but again, I agree with you. I don't know if the defense is going to be the huge factor in this, but if you tell me that this is the debut of one of my all-time favorite receivers in the world, Julio Jones, I love Tannehill. I think he's a great quarterback. There's nobody better than Derrick Henry. Good luck, J.J. Watt. Good luck stopping Derrick fucking Henry at home in Music City. The Tennessee Titans are going to smash. I'm going to go one step further. I've never been a fan of Kyler Murray. Maybe that's controversial. I know, like, he's popular. I know people love him. But I think because of that Hail Mary against Buffalo last year, somehow, like, people think he's better than he is. He runs around a lot. He's fast.
He's
but
an
you know what, dude?
I mean, he's an athletic dude.
I get it. He's also 5'10". And I just don't know if I believe in him, you know, over the long haul. I don't know why you would bet against Tennessee only laying a field goal at home in their opener. So many weapons on offense. All the things that you laid out, I couldn't agree more with. I love the Titans this weekend. Great handicap.
It's almost, to me, it's like they want you to feel like maybe the Cardinals have a chance. I don't think they do. And on that note, I want to segue into one quick thing. In the AFC, while we're talking about Tennessee and their D and their O and all that, what do you think, like, who's going to come out? I mean, there's, in my eyes, there's a few teams. There's four in the AFC. What are your thoughts about where Tennessee is going to land? They're a playoff team for sure, but where are they going to end up? What do you see?
Well, as much as I like the improvements that Tennessee has made on defense, I am a sucker for a good defense. I have to start my, like, Washington football team, Denver Broncos, those are the teams I fall in love with, and their offenses aren't as good as Tennessee, obviously. So I just feel like in order to make that, again, you remember Tampa Bay, everybody talks about Tom Brady. Their defense was killing fools at the end of last year. So I think in order for Tennessee to really last more than one, two rounds in the playoffs, they have to also stop the other team. So that's the only thing I worry about with Tennessee. Lord knows they can score. And you're right. For this weekend, when they score, they might hang 41 on Arizona. I wouldn't be surprised at all. But are they going to hang 41 on Baltimore? I'm not sure.
Twice they have to play them.
Right. So that's the only thing, is I feel like Tennessee just needs, like, a little more ferocious D, and then they'll be able to take the next step.
Right, and maybe, like, one thing will help the other. Like, if the offense, you know, like, you know how defensive players don't want the offense looking at them going, thanks a lot.
Exactly.
You just gave up another, you know, gash for 90 yards on fourth down and all that shit. But what I do think is that, like, if they're motivated and they want to, like, pick up the pace and do shit and they get up on you, like, if they get up on Arizona, dude, what is Kyle, like, Cliff Kingsbury is going to be like, I don't know, let's throw 3 80-yard bombs and hope that Larry Fitzgerald comes down with it. Guess what? Larry Fitzgerald ain't there anymore.
And by the way,
DeAndre Hopkins is going to get double teamed all day.
But I think that's why the spread is only 3, because I think that Arizona has these kind of flashy superstars like Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins and J.J. Watt. They have these names that make you go, ooh, that's football sexy. But when you get right down to it, again, I like this idea of looking at who the fantasy players. I'm not in a fantasy league, but I like the research. I like knowing Derrick Henry's right behind Christian McCaffrey this weekend as one of the top picks, because they think he's going to be a battering ram. They think he's just going to fuck you up, Arizona Cardinals. And I agree.
But is he going to lose carries to Julio? Because, you know, Julio's there. Like, does that hurt Henry? Because Henry didn't seem to care when he's like calling Julio on the phone and said, bro, come to Tennessee. Is that going to slow down Henry's carries, or are they going to run to set up the pass? What about AJ Brown? He's a beast.
They're going to feed Derrick Henry, and just when you think you are tired of tackling Derrick Henry, they're going to throw it to Julio or AJ Brown down the sidelines.
Yeah.
I just don't think Arizona has the answer.
Yeah, man. I mean, give me Tennessee at home, -3. I mean, give it to me -4. I don't care. Like you said, they could put up 40. This is no contest to me. Go ahead and lock it up.
Well, let's bring it home. And when I say home, I mean Vegas. So Vegas is the big kickoff on Monday Night Football for the first week of this season. It's a brand new stadium. Lots of pressure. We've got fans. Obviously, we've got a lot of stakes going on in Vegas. A lot of people running into the books. A lot of people really hyped this week here in the city.
God almighty.
Jason, how do you see this hometown Raiders matchup against the Ravens?
I agree with you. I think it's very, very hyped. And I think that's the only reason why the line has stayed at 4. Because if you dig down on the analytics of this game, nothing in any category favors the Raiders. So, look, we try not to be emotional with betting. We try to just take our emotions out of it. But having said that, I will and always will have a soft spot for Lamar Jackson. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks. I know he struggles when he has to punch above his weight. He's broken my heart before. I've had Super Bowl futures that have cost me thousands of dollars on Lamar. We all know this. I just think if you look at the stats for Harbaugh plus Lamar in week 1, it's astounding. Let me share some. The Ravens in their first games the last 2 years went 97 points against their opponents, 16 points. Just blow up. They blow teams out in week 1. Okay, that's number 1. Last year, they beat the Browns 38-6. The Browns were good last year. They beat them 38-6. The year before, they beat the Dolphins 59-10. Can you imagine? They scored 59 points by themselves 2 years ago. We all know Harbaugh just went 20 straight wins in preseason. During those 20 wins, 18-1-1 against the spread. So to me, when I look at that pattern, I think no matter what you think about Lamar, no matter what you think about the Ravens, in week 1, they come to play. They are ready. And John Gruden, he hasn't played all of his starters in week 1. There might be a little rust there. There might be some timing issues there. There are some question marks there, okay? There's no question marks for Baltimore. You know what you're going to get with Baltimore, okay? Let's go further into the numbers. Lamar in week 1, 37 for 45, 600 yards, 8 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
Wow.
Okay?
How many rushing touchdowns? You know?
I don't off the top of my head.
He probably ran a few too. Like, does that count? Like,
by the way,
he probably ran in a few.
That's correct. And I'm glad that you brought up rushing touchdowns because I didn't tease out rush first pass. But I will tell you, one of the biggest handicaps I have in this game is the Baltimore Ravens run the ball. Top 5 in the NFL, the Raiders are woeful in run defense. Again, let's talk when we handicap about matchups. Let's talk about styles make fights. Let's talk about strength versus weakness. If you don't like those stats that I just kicked you about Baltimore week 1, I'm going to tell you now, the Baltimore Ravens run the fuck out of the ball. They run it right down your throat. And sorry, the Raiders are not Cleveland. They're not Denver. They're not Washington. They do not have a good run defense, and they didn't do anything in the offseason to improve that. Okay? So J.K. Dobbins, the lead running back for Baltimore, out this week. Who steps up? Gus the Bus Edwards. And I'm saying right now, he's going to have his day too. Check the fantasy. He's top 20 in fantasy picks this weekend. They think he's going to feast on the Ravens. We get Hollywood Brown back. We got Sammy Watkins. We got a high explosive scoring unit out there against the 28th ranked defense in the NFL. Strength against weakness. Let's flip it. Let's talk about the Raiders. The reason why the point spread is low, not only is Vegas the mecca for gambling and people love to bet on the hometown team, but quite frankly, Derek Carr is a really good quarterback. If you go inside of his numbers, I'm going to put respect on Derek Carr's name right now. But I'm going to tell you right now, the Ravens have a top four defense. They blitz more than any other team in the NFL.
Yep.
They are going to put pressure on Derek Carr, and his numbers go down against the blitz. His numbers go down when he's flat on his back. Josh Jackson is now going to have to share with Kenyon Drake, and his production is going to go down. But even if so, the Ravens gave up one of the least amount of points against the run all last year. Say what you want about the flock of birds. They will swarm around you. Their cornerbacks, Marcus Peters and Marlon Humphrey, they got boys. Their squad is dope. I love a defensive-minded team. The Ravens play bully ball. They are going to smash the Raiders. Lamar's going to get his. This is an autoplay. Listen to what I'm telling you. 97-16 outscoring their opponents. God bless Vegas and all the hometown fans, and I, you know, respect to Derek Carr. I don't respect John Gruden. He hasn't improved that team. He's been there 3-4 years now. Jack Del Rio, who he took over for, had a better record. He hasn't earned his money to me. He's not going to be ready for the Ravens. This is another football sexy pick where all the sharps are saying, Raiders, Raiders, take my money. Give me the Ravens. I've liked them all summer long. Yes, I have a soft spot for Lamar. 4 points is not a lot to me. The Ravens are an auto play. What do you think?
Dude, I couldn't agree more. And like, who am I going to buck the Ravens more than I already have? The thing that sticks out to me about this game is, first of all, it's the third highest total of the week in all the games. Like Dallas is up there, you know, because they're going to, that's going to be a, you know, fastest show on turf type thing. Baltimore averages, believe it or not, with all of their D, they average about 28 points a game. The Raiders average about 24 points a game. That's where your 4 points come in, right? So if I'm a handicapper, if I'm a, you know, guy at the book, I'm going to say, make it four. But they're not factoring in the fact that the Raiders have four new starters on the offensive line. The only starter that's left out of those five, you know, with the center, is Richie Incognito. And he only played like 2 games last year. Here's the biggest handicap that that just really does it for me. The Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders, last year had 46 carries from the 5-yard line. In like, we're talking goal-to-goal situations. 46 times. That means you can run, you can pass, Derek Carr can quarterback sneak, whatever you want to call it. 46 times. They scored 15 times. That's horrible, dude. Like, that's, you got to walk it in at that point. You've got to score at least, give me 50% and I'll be happy from the 5-yard line. First and goal, what you know, whatever it may be. The fact that they lost J.K. Dobbins is going to hurt them. Gus the Bus is the man. But he's kind of like they need a little like yin and yang. Justin Hill's out for now. I don't know if he's going to play or not. I just don't want too much of the load to be on Gus Edwards. So I'm looking at maybe a little Mark Andrews, like a little more tight end stuff, yep. A little more, you know, like you said, passing a little more. But when the Raiders try to go heads to bed with you, it has to coincide with the other side. So when they played Kansas City last year, they went head to head with Patrick Mahomes. And their game plan was, we're going to throw the rock every minute, and they did, and they torched Kansas City. In this game, they're going to say to themselves, we can't run, so we got to throw, and then Marcus Peters is going to come in there a corner and kill you. Like, this matchup just sucks for me. I agree with you 100%. The other thing that really sticks out to me is that if they can't do one thing, is John Gruden going to be able to go, okay, well, that's not working. Let's try this. I don't think so. I don't think so. And again, like, let's talk about the respect of the coach. I think Harbaugh has that respect of that team. And, dude, I think Gruden is, that 10-year deal is going to come back and bite them in the ass, because the guy's a 500 coach at best. The only Super Bowl he won, he inherited, Dungy's team at Tampa. Listen, I'm from Vegas. I'm not trying to talk shit. I don't really care either way. I'm more of a numbers guy than a fan, but I just think this is a no-brainer to me. I know there's going to be energy. I know it's the first game. Last year they did it without fans. They beat the shit out of my Saints on Monday Night Football. We're back in the same scenario. We're in Sin City. Let's go. 90,000 makeup. They're going to be wearing the shoulder pads, and they're going to have knives, and it's going to be the Raiders crazy. It ain't happening. I agree.
I think also Lamar Jackson's in a contract year. I think he has a lot to prove. By all accounts, he's been working out super hard in the offseason. Also, throughout the preseason, we kept saying, can Harbaugh just keep winning? Can he keep covering every single week in the preseason? And the answer is yes. So why are we now all of a sudden going to become the cooler? Are we the cooler? Are we saying Harbaugh, no, you beat your last 2 years by 75 points, but not this year. Because the Raiders are so fantastic. Look what the Raiders did in the offseason. You said they blew up their whole offensive line in the offseason. And did they get Julio Jones? No. Right. I mean, what have the Raiders done in the offseason that makes you excited? You tell me, where's their DeAndre Hopkins? Where is it? Who did they add to their team that makes you go, God damn, that's a difference maker?
And they're still drafting cornerbacks. Like, every single time. Like, where is your offensive line? Get free agents. They're out there. Give them the money. Like, if you want to shore up your woes and you want to fix Derek Carr, give the guy a minute to throw. I feel like the game that they beat Kansas City last year in Kansas City, that O-line said, you know what? Not today. But, dude, it's a long season.
That's fine. Like, I'm just telling
how pumped up can they be? Like, enough.
And I love the fact that Baltimore is going to be blitzing every other down with a new...
Why not? Why not?
With a new O-line on the Raiders? Good luck with that.
I agree. And I think, again, you know, you got a guy like Lamar that's, you know, he's under the lamp, right? He's taking a lot of heat. And give me that.
Yes. Give me that. Yes.
Give me that. I agree, bro. I agree. I mean, again, this show is like, I agree. But, like, week one is too easy for me.
Well, look,
it's too easy.
Week one, we've been handicapping all summer. So we're trying to put out picks that we mm-hmm. believe in. And mm-hmm. if we agree, all to the better. It just means that we both really like this 100%. Game. All right. Well, if that's the case, give us Lamar and lock it up.
It's teaser time. Two teams, one bet, 6 full points. So tasty.
Should we put together some teasers?
Let's go.
I like the whole board. I'll just...
I know. Like, what are we... Like, I just got done saying week one teaser. Is almost too easy.
I'm just going to tell you right now. Tease the Rams down to 1.5.
Right.
Tease the Niners down to 1.5. Give me Minnesota all day. Tease the Washington... the line just moved in Washington, but they were getting one. Now it's pick 'em. Tease them. Give me 6 points with Washington. I mean, Denver, I like as a dog. Tease them from -3 to +3. Take your pick. I like all those. Let's put something together.
I mean, dude, like, again, our Titans -3, I get him at +3.
I mean, let's start with
the Bills, I could get at -1 at home.
Should we just start with the Rams? I mean, Andy Dalton, we know, is going to start. We know Aaron Donald is going to put him the fuck into the ground. He's a statue. Who's he running away from? And Chicago's O-line, you think they can handle the Rams?
No way.
I mean, Rams at home -1.5 on the tees, the opening of SoFi. Matthew Stafford in the building? This team could go to the Super Bowl.
They are one of the front runners, according to, like I've said this before, according to every guy on TV. Like, the Ram, there's always the Rams coming out of the side of everybody's mouth. And I will say, I agree with you 100%. There's a stat out there. Will Andy Dalton get sacked 3 or more times?
Yeah, and strip sacked too. I think the Rams are going to kill the Bears.
The problem is, and I agree 100%, but the worst thing that could happen to the Rams, and I'm, you know, not that anything's going to happen to them badly, but if they flambé fucking Andy Dalton and Justin Fields comes in, that gives the Bears the best shot.
Sure.
But if Andy Dalton plays the whole game and just goes, shaking his head, like, geez, I can't do anything, then they're done. They're in big trouble.
But don't you think that if Andy Dalton gets sacked three times and they're just crushing him, they're not going to throw Justin Fields to the wolves? Like,
no, not at all.
They'll just take their L, right?
They'll take their L because Matt Nagy's saying Justin Fields is not ready, right? He's not ready. That's why I'm starting Andy Dalton. Justin Fields is great. He's got a lot to learn. He's got to pick up schemes. He's not quite ready. What if something happens to Andy Dalton? Do you bring in Justin Fields or do you bring in Nick Foles? Because if Justin Fields isn't ready, it shouldn't matter if Andy Dalton gets taken out of the game with a broken leg. If Justin Fields isn't ready, he shouldn't even be the number two quarterback. He should be the number three quarterback, and Nick Foles should be the number two quarterback if he's not ready. But if you trade up for that draft pick to get Justin Fields, you go all the way up to get him in the draft, and you're not starting him because he's not ready. Matt Nagy was on that fucking coaching staff at Kansas City when Patrick Mahomes was on the team, and they drafted Patrick Mahomes, and they said, nope, let's not start him. He's not ready. And look how that turned out. If you're going to draft a guy and that high in the draft, start his ass. Start the rebuild now. And if you don't, Matt Nagy should be fired. The entire coaching staff should be fired. And I got nothing else to say. This is a no-brainer to me. And guess what? Everybody is saying lay the 7.5. Fuck the teaser. Lay the 7.5.
Do you think the Rams line is going to be like Tampa, like it's going to go through 8, maybe 8.5?
Well, it's sitting pretty at 7.5 because they love that hook, and I think there's a lot of Bears out there. That there's a lot of money. There's a lot of Bears money out there, and there's always that backdoor cover. And the fact that the Bears' defense, to me, is all about, like, their history. I don't think their defense is as good as it was.
I agree with you, and I think Khalil Mack is like that.
It's just a historical, oh, the Bears are always good. No, yeah. They're not that great. Don't get crazy.
They fear their
defense. So if it's a low-scoring game, maybe the Rams don't cover that number. But if there's an Andy Dalton strip sack and like all the stuff we're talking about, fumble, interception, pick six, it could get out of hand. I think that game's going under, not that it matters. Mm-hmm. The total's at 44 and a hook. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, but I just think 20-3 covers, you know.
Yeah.
24-7 covers. So I'm not worried that it's going to be low-scoring because I just don't know where the points are going to come from the Bears. I love that teaser.
Okay, so
I love it.
Let's make the Rams the first leg of our tease. So we get the Rams. They're laying 7.5. So on a 6-point teaser, we'll take the Rams -1.5. Do you like the other big favorite, the Niners? Do you like Washington? Do you like Denver? Do you like Minnesota? What should we tease it to?
Well, I didn't really give a side on my Browns Chiefs. I mean, I kind of did. I went both ways, and I ended up like saying, okay, I think the Chiefs are going to handle their business. But give me the Browns +12.
Browns maybe. +12?
Like, wow.
So you're
like, that's a lot of points, right? Yeah. That's almost a gift.
You're starting out week one with a middle.
I know. But 12's a lot.
12's a lot.
12's a lot.
Let me devil's advocate. In the off chance KC just comes out like and blows doors off the Browns, should we make the teaser something different? I mean, is there any chance the Lions hang around with the Niners? Should we go Niners -1.5?
Again, dude, we can do, I mean, I can make a case for, and again, you know, this is week one, so we haven't really seen.
Yeah, no.
There's new talent everywhere. Sure. There's new coaches. There's new, you know.
There's a lot of uncertainty.
But if I'm looking at this right now, I could tell you I'm going to run the board. I wish I could do a 12-team
yeah,
teaser.
Yeah,
I don't think they exist. But my point is, like, everyone's high on Jacksonville. Should I take Jacksonville
no.
plus 3?
Oh, I love
everyone's
the Texans.
High on Texas.
I
Let me
love
take Texas
the Texans.
Plus 9.
Yes.
You could almost reverse it. Like, the Cowboys, honestly, I think they're going to get flambéed on tonight's game, but it won't be in our podcast.
Well, you get them for plus 15 on the team.
Yeah. Like, 8.5 plus 6, like, these are the things, like, go ahead, beat me, but you ain't beating me, but it's that backdoor boogie, dude, Oh, man, I just lost.
Sure.
And that's why we talked about this 100 times. The NFL is very contrarian. The NFL, like, you talk to any handicapper, and they're like, I don't like laying big numbers in the NFL because there's always that. There's 4 seconds left. They're down by 20, but why not throw a touchdown? Why not just try to, you know, not be embarrassed? All those things hurt. Let me run out of the 1-yard line because I don't care, Nick Chubb. You know how much money that game cost me? Like, don't get me started. It's these big spreads hurt.
Yeah, for sure. On a
so
teaser.
Why not bang them up?
I mean, I love your home dog Texans plus +9. I mean, let the rookie Trevor Lawrence and rookie Urban Meyer come in. I know Texas is horrible, but 9 points as a home dog?
What about the Saints plus +4.5? I can run them through two numbers. I can run them through 7, and I can run them through 10.
Yep.
Because I would be getting them at 10.5, right? As a home favorite. I mean, I know they're in Jacksonville, but that's the South. So these fools are all driving down to Jacksonville. It's 800 miles. They're booking hotel rooms. And I know the Packers travel, and I know there's a Packer fan in every state, but it's still going to, you're going to still feel the fucking NOLA vibe out there. You're going to give me 10.5 on a teaser on that game? That's a backdoor cover.
Sure.
If not a win outright. So, I mean, the thing that sticks out to me the most, honestly, is I would never tease something through 0 because that doesn't really make sense to me. I'm not saying that's a rule. I'm not a huge teaser guy to begin with, but I would take as many points as I can. I want to build the teaser up. So I'll take the Rams all the way down for sure. I'll take the Bucks all the way down for sure.
You'll take the Niners all the way down.
And I'll take the Niners all the way down.
Yeah, the Niners minus -1.5 against the Lions. That's as close to a lock as the name of this show is. I mean,
yeah, and I can get the Broncos plus +3. I mean, there's so many.
I like that too. I like that too.
But let's be realistic. Like, what's our look?
I think we take the Niners minus -1.5 and dare the crappy Jared Goff-led Lions to fucking beat us. Kyle Shanahan's a road warrior. Kyle Shanahan knows how to scheme for Jared Goff. Kyle Shanahan beat Goff twice last year.
He's very familiar with Goff.
I don't fear the Lions. They're ranked like 31st out of 32nd teams this year, and their head coach has a big question mark.
And on a side note, you want to go back to the Bears-Rams. Matt Stafford, who knows the Bears better than Matt Stafford?
Oh, yeah.
He's been playing the fucking Bears for 10 years. Twice a season.
You don't think...
Who knows the fucking Bears more than Matt fucking Stafford, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll lay the 7.5 right now.
And the Rams are a great pick in the teaser. I say we go Niners in the second leg. I just picture a Sunday of George Kittle on the highlight reel over and over and over.
Let's go. That's a no-brainer. And also, I'm going to make a prediction here. Matt Nagy will be the first coach fired this season.
Wow. Because he doesn't play Fields or just because?
No, because he thinks he's too smart for fucking Christmas, and at the end of the day, he's going to make a bad choice, and then, God forbid, he throws Justin Fields in there, and he breaks his fucking leg. Then there's a bounty over his head.
Yeah.
Because what are you doing? I don't think the guy, I think he thinks he's too cool for school, and I think that he's fired.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Matt Nagy. Move. Yeah, I can see that.
Matt Nagy and Cliff Kingsbury must be very good at interviewing for jobs.
Yeah, I've Cliff Kingsbury especially. I don't know.
They're magicians. They're like pulling the wool.
I'll fade him.
They suck.
Fade him all season. All right, so it sounds like we have a teaser here. Rams minus -1.5 to Niners minus -1.5. That's a very attractive teaser. I like that a whole lot. Should we lock it up?
Go for it.
Lock it up.
Well, I actually have a question. That both of you don't know the question.
Let's go.
Fire away.
I just thought it's week one, beginning of the season. So I wanted to just pose this question and then we can see what it turns out to be at the end of the season. So I'll ask Jason first. Very simple question. Who do you think is going to be the MVP?
Wow. That is a loaded question. Okay. One of the funnest picks that I've been hearing for MVP is actually Jameis Winston, which I know Justin will love.
Jameis Winston.
That's one of the funnest picks. The problem with the Saints for me is they don't have their Julio Jones. I don't know if Callaway will be that for Jameis, but Jameis is like the dark horse of like, this could be the year where he just goes off. Otherwise, my MVP, again, I said it. I don't want to be redundant. I love Lamar Jackson. It's a contract year for Lamar. I feel like Baltimore are always tough on both sides of the ball. And if Lamar can finally learn how to get to the next level through the playoffs, I'm going to go with my boy Lamar. So final answer, Lamar Jackson.
Okay. It's so funny because I was at Circa yesterday and I pull, and I grab the MVP sheet.
Mm-hmm. Is Jameis so plus funny. Plus 4,000?
So Jameis Winston is plus 5,000 to win the MVP. Tom Brady plus 1,200.
Okay.
And Lamar Jackson plus 1,200.
Wow.
Which is like kind of interesting because Brady's got all the favorites and the voters, right? Whether it's whoever's voting. Come on. He's the GOAT. But Lamar and him are the same. And then Aaron Rodgers was actually plus 1,500.
Hmm.
This guy won the MVP last year.
Has it?
Right?
Has,
that's weird. It's got the same team.
It's probably
same weapons that he's pissed off.
Statistically impossible to win it back to back.
I agree, just because they want a little, you know, parody or whatever.
Right, right.
So here's a crazy thought. Derrick Henry.
Yep.
Could rush for 2,000 plus yards. He's done it before. He's plus 6,000.
Wow.
But if you're like crazy bet, guess what Nick Chubb is?
He's plus 8,000.
He's plus 35,000.
Wow. What?
If you bet $100 on the guy,
you win like $1 million.
You win $27 million. No, I'm just kidding. If Henry rushes for 2,000 yards, I think it'd be hard not to vote him the MVP, especially if Tennessee is, you know, in the mix in January.
Yeah, come on.
And that goes that bodes for Cleveland. If Nick Chubb rushes for 2,000 yards, I don't see how you don't give it to either of those guys. I think those odds are great. Yes, quarterbacks are worth, I mean, you could put $100 on Brady, Rodgers. You know, you still make money, right? Mahomes, you still make money. If you bet $300, you'd still make money.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to go crazy, there's a lot of value in that Nick Chubb bet. If the guy goes crazy and rushes for 2,000 yards, and that's their, if they want to be the Derrick Henry machine, if they want to follow suit in any of that, then why not?
What's your final answer?
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry.
Plus 6,000.
Nice.
All right, so we're calling it here.
Great question.
Jason says...
Lamar Jackson.
Okay, so I have one last question before we wrap it up. This is our first show. So, Jason, who represents the AFC? Who represents the NFC? And who wins the whole thing? Let's put it on wax right now.
I know who you're going to say.
No, no pressure. I mean, this we're not going to, like, crucify each other. Like, just give it
no,
to
no,
me.
No, I'm saying I know how high... on the Bills you are this year. You're sky high on the Bills. So I know that's going to be one of your picks. There is a sharp bettor that I've been following who says that, not to throw salt in your game, and I'm not saying that I agree, but there's so much hype around the Bills that perhaps there's a regression back to the mean.
Sure.
So
I feel that.
And you know what? That could just be chatter. Because a lot of Peter King just picked the Bills and the Rams to go to the Super Bowl. I kind of like the Rams in the Super Bowl. I'm in love with Matthew Stafford. I love Sean McVay. I love Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp. They have weapons. I hate losing Cam Akers. That sucks. But actually, if you look at the numbers, Henderson is not that much of a drop off. He's still very, very productive. I am so fucking excited to see Matthew Stafford finally on a team worthy of him in LA with his boy Clayton Kershaw. I like it for a lot of reasons. So as much as I like Tom Terrific and I respect his undefeated back-to-back Super Bowl desires, I just feel like statistically, when has that ever happened? I just don't think the odds are in his favor. It's going to be a fun season if he pulls it off, tip of the cap. Give me the Rams out of the NFC. And for the AFC, ready for this? You're going to like this.
Oh boy.
Your Cleveland Browns.
Woo! Two games removed last
and
year.
And you know, so I close. Don't. You have to drag me to the Baker Mayfield party because he's not my cup of tea. But I will say, they're so goddamn loaded on both sides of the ball. They are scary. They're on paper. The Cleveland Browns are scary. So,
dude, Miles Garrett, Clowney, Denzel Ward, Greedy Williams, Grant Delpit, Malik Jack. I mean,
what about the two guys from the Rams?
Oh my God,
John Johnson like, and
Hunter Johnson. Like, woo! Both of the Rams. Like, That's a scary monster right there.
Yeah.
And I would love to see it. That would be some shit. All I will say this, they played Atlanta in the last preseason game of the year. And again, it's Atlanta and Ryan didn't play, but dude, there's a swagger about that squad, dude. There's a confidence. They're not punks. They're not acting stupid, but there's a little bit of a yo-yo. Their chins are up.
And they're well coached.
They're well coached. Their chins are up and their chests are out.
And you know what you look for in a Super Bowl team? You look for defense and you look for a running game. And that running attack of Cleveland, and just when you're tired of the two-headed monster of Chubb and Hunt, here comes ODB and Jarvis Landry, the LSU connection, and Baker's finally not throwing to the other team. He just has to kind of keep the ball control. I think everybody fears Cleveland this year.
Just give it to Hunt and Chubb all day.
Oh, my God. They're loaded.
Loaded. So here I go. I'm going to go a little wacky here. I have four teams in the AFC. Very simple. Baltimore, Buffalo, Kansas City, and Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee, man, we like them.
Right.
I gotta say, that defense ain't going to the ship. Cleveland, Baltimore.
Come on, Balti.
Kansas City, and Buffalo. I'm going to go, everybody's saying Kansas City, Tampa going right back. Not everybody, but 9 out of 10 are saying it's going to just be a repeat, which again, I think is the odds on that are shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to surprise you here. I'm going to say that there's such a confusion in that AFC, and I think that Sneaky Joe comes out, and I think that the Baltimore Ravens represent the AFC.
Whoa!
Wow.
In the Super Bowl.
You've made me very happy with that. I fucking love the Ravens. Let this be their year.
If it's not, I don't want to hear another motherfucking word about
it. Now or never.
Jackson
it's now or never. I agree.
In my life.
I agree.
If this guy gives two shits, he was looking at a playbook this year and not a playboy.
Yep.
That's all I'm praying for. So I'm
going to
go crazy. I'm going to say that, like you said, all the pressure on Buffalo and Cleveland's right there, and Kansas City's got to try to go to their third Super Bowl in a row. They don't have Tom Brady back there last time I checked. I'm going to say the Baltimore Ravens represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. And in the NFC, I'm going to say that Dallas. I'm totally kidding. End of show. I'm totally kidding.
You're going to make Jerry Jones cry again.
Are you ready for this? The rematch is on, baby. San Francisco 49ers versus
Damn.
The Baltimore Ravens in the Super Bowl, going back to Colin Kaepernick.
Damn.
Yep.
That's bold.
Ray Lewis, Colin Kaepernick, let's go.
Wow.
Go back to like 7 years ago.
You heard it here first. San Francisco 49ers versus the Baltimore Ravens, and the winner of the Super Bowl will be the Baltimore Ravens.
Wow, Jimmy G going back. I like it. I like that pick a lot.
That's not crazy, and I'm sure the odds are with me.
It's not crazy, dude.
It's not crazy, bro.
The Niners are loaded. They got everybody back. The locker room loves Jimmy G. We know this. We have an inside source. San Francisco is going to be fearsome this year. I agree.
They only got to deal with the Rams twice a year, which will suck. I think they'll split, if not win them both, because they usually own the Rams. I'm not worried about Seattle. I'm damn sure not worried about Arizona. Then they punch their ticket, whether it's wild card or division bye, whatever it is. Green Bay, you got to fuck with them. Hopefully you have a better record so you don't have to go to cold weather. Tampa Bay is going to be there. Whatever. I just feel like it's happening, and it's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
If Lamar Jackson doesn't win the Super Bowl this year and repeat as MVP, I don't want to hear one more word about the guy. I don't care if he rushes for 10,000 yards. I don't want to hear another word about the kid. This is it for him. He's got a good team. He's got a great D, and he's got a great coach. And that franchise historically is great, right? Since they went to Baltimore, they're great.
They're great.
Let's go.
I like that a lot. If Baltimore wins the Super Bowl, I will be one happy camper. I've always been into the Ravens. That's a sweet call. Okay, so T, what are your predictions? We need a three-way race here.
Just throw something out there for shits and giggles. Come on,
man. I mean, I can't help but loathe and have so much confidence in Tom Brady all at the same time. It's wildly confusing and frustrating all at the same time, but I can't help but feel like he's on a mad mission right now to just, I thought it was last year that his mission was to prove everybody wrong, but I mean, he's wakes up and the birds just chirp and the sun rises and there's not a cloud over his head. It seems like everything he does is perfect.
True.
So I can't help but lean that direction.
He totally sold his soul to the devil.
Facts.
I think he's like, I'll die sooner so that I can be successful right now. Pretty sure that's what happened.
He takes a bubble bath and avocado juice every day.
He really does.
He's in his hyperbaric chamber.
And his supermodel wife just massages his shoulders and they just...
He filled his Olympic-sized swimming pool up with Rogaine. And he has never looked back.
Dude, every year it's something else. You're right. Like, T, every year there's something else to prove. I was 43 last year. Now I'm 44. Like, every year it's something now. What now? What? And now they're talking undefeated season. I couldn't agree more. I'm trying to go crazy, like, with the Niners, but to think Tampa Bay's not going to be there is crazy.
It's crazy.
I like that call. All right. So who's Tom Brady playing in the Super Bowl?
I don't. I mean, I just feel like the Browns.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay.
That would be so awesome.
Just because I feel like the Baker Browns are in their like revenge state of mind right now, that the Browns have kind of been forgotten about in the past decade.
Couple decades.
Maybe. they're kind of that lumped in that category of the Jets or like who are them?
Yeah.
Like.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The Browns. Okay. I don't know. I just feel like they have their comeback mode right now. And I just think that'd be really exciting because when was the last time we saw the Browns in a Super Bowl?
Dude, the Browns have that advantage of that crazy Ohio weather, which is bad. I can't even explain the wind.
I don't know. I just feel like it would be annoying and fun to watch all in the same time.
Dude, I like it.
So
I like that's it. My and if the Rams are there at home, like Brady, guess where Tom Brady won the Super Bowl last year?
Tampa.
The Bay at home.
Come on, dude. Let's do it. Like, if the Rams go to the Super Bowl in their first year in that arena and win it.
That's unbelievable. I mean,
write the history books. Yeah, come on. I like it. What a great show.
Yeah, those are our picks. Okay.
Great show. Let's recap. We had a love fest today. We agreed on lots and lots of picks. So...
Justin
decided to go against his boy Baker. He likes KC -6 at home. We both like the Panthers -4 at home. We both like Tennessee at home -3. We both like Balti, Fly Ravens Fly -4 in Las Vegas. And our teaser is Rams -1.5. Tease to the Niners -1.5. Lock it up. Don't forget to download this podcast wherever you listen and subscribe to our YouTube. Follow us on Instagram and at Twitter at Friday Night Locks.
Wow, what a great show, guys. I'm pumped. Good night, everyone. Grab a drink. Cheers to you.
Enjoy the games. And they're actually real games.
Oh, my God. Have a great weekend, everybody. And go beat the book.
Let's do it.
Bye.
Lock it up.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.